It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Barrett. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, it's our weekly look at the latest news from Congress, from the controversial release of an American POW in Afghanistan to Senate candidate Joni Ernst, who's trying to make history as Iowa's first woman in Congress.
First, if you've been outside recently, chances are you were hit with an unpleasant realization. Mosquitoes are back, and this time they've returned in greater numbers than before.
Seems too early in the season to be dealing with our unofficial state bird, too early to me anyway. So why are we seeing, or so it seems, so many mosquitoes?
To explain what's behind the mosquito outbreak and what to expect in the coming months, we've got PJ Leash with us here in the studio. He's the manager of the UW-Madison Insect Diagnostic Lab. PJ, thanks for joining us today.
Sure, pleasure to be here.
Well, it seems like it's bad to me, but just how bad have the mosquitoes been so far this year?
Well, it really depends on where you are in the state. And certainly I was up in the northern half of the state Memorial Day weekend, and it seemed like it got to be Sunday afternoon and someone turned a switch on. All the mosquitoes seemed to have come out at once. So I've gotten several calls the past few days and last week about the northern part of the state, and it certainly sounds like they're having mosquitoes out in force.
Now, the hope this winter was that it's so cold, all the mosquito eggs will be frozen, the mosquitoes will die, and we'll have no mosquitoes. It seems like the opposite happened. What happened? What weather conditions created this outbreak?
Well, we certainly did have an unusual winter. It was brutally cold, and a lot of people either thought or maybe hoped that insects like mosquitoes would have really been hit hard by the winter. Now, it depends on the mosquito species, but a lot of mosquitoes can actually spend the winter as eggs that are laid along bodies of water or in depressions out in the woods. And so those eggs would have been covered by snow. And in the state, we had pretty solid snow cover from parts of December into even parts of early May, depending on where you're located. And that solid snow cover really served as a good insulator. And so those eggs were protected. They didn't experience the same minus 20 degree temperatures that we did. Hmm. And so they were relatively warm under that snow, so to speak.
Well, mosquitoes, I'm sure, are food for lots of things, but we're the food for mosquitoes, so it's hard to be positive about that. But now it's spring, and we've got different weather conditions. It seemed like a slow spring, but then all of a sudden, boom, it's warm. I don't know. What happened this spring that contributed?
It was an interesting spring. And I joke that we almost skipped spring entirely and went right to summer because in parts of the state we had snow cover and ice cover on lakes very late. And then within the same month, actually within the span of about 3 weeks, we went from that snow cover to 80 degree temperatures. And I think with the mosquitoes, insects in general are cold blooded. And so whenever it gets warmer, their metabolism and physiology ramps up and they develop more quickly. And so I think that late snow break with a lot of snow melt and water, we've gotten a lot of rain lately, combined with warm temps, just caused a lot of mosquitoes to kind of come out all at once. And so it seems like this massive swarm just popped out of nowhere.
So you mentioned the northern part of the state being particularly bad. Is that where it's the worst, or is it going to be something that we're going to see in full force in all of Wisconsin?
Well, I'm curious to see myself. And in the Insect Diagnostic Lab, I do get calls in describing mosquito pressures from around the state. For the northern part of the state, it's really not uncommon to have these large mosquito populations. That just seems to be the norm. Now, the southern part of the state, I'm curious to see what we're going to get because we certainly have been getting a lot of rain lately. And at this point, it could indicate that we'll have strong mosquito numbers, but it's a little early to tell.
So there's hope, is what you're saying.
There is hope.
Of course, the rain is good, too.
Yeah. Well, there's an interesting case. Certain mosquitoes breed in more permanent bodies of water. And so if we have water sitting around, the mosquitoes start to develop. If we get a large rainfall, an inch or two, in certain cases, that can actually flush the mosquitoes out of where they're developing, and they end up dying.
Is there an optimum number of mosquitoes, or is this a peak mosquito year?
That's definitely a good question. I mean, most people would say they'd be happy with no mosquitoes at all. From what I've been seeing so far, mosquitoes out in force, northern half of the state, but as I mentioned, it's really early to tell at this point what we're going to be seeing for the rest of the state this season.
But as a part of the ecosystem, we want some mosquitoes, right? Or things start breaking down.
Well, yes, mosquitoes can serve as food source for aquatic organisms, frogs, small fish, that sort of thing. So they do play an overall role in the ecosystem out there.
Now, in terms of, you know, the kind of mosquitoes, I always just assumed there's a mosquito. Is that true? Is there just a type of mosquito that's bothering everyone from the south to the north, or are there all different varieties?
There are all different types of mosquitoes in the state, and we actually have just over 50 different species of mosquito. They all have slightly different habits in terms of where they live, how they spend the winter, that sort of thing. What we're probably seeing in the northern half of the state at the moment are what we call some of our nuisance mosquitoes or floodwater mosquitoes. These are mosquitoes that rely on meltwater from snow or from flooding situations to develop, and they can be different from some of our mosquitoes that transmit diseases.
Now, one concern, of course, is the West Nile virus, which has shown up for the past several years, been around for a while. Do we need to be concerned about that, especially this year?
Well, it's a little early to tell, and I have been checking some records. We do have two confirmed cases of birds positive for West Nile so far in the state, but it depends on what mosquitoes we're going to see. The mosquito that we most associate with West Nile, called Culex pipiens, tends to breed or develop in more permanent bodies of water, so shallow ponds or even containers. So if you had, say, an empty bucket in your yard that filled up with water, that's where that particular mosquito likes to breed. Now, those mosquitoes like to stay in that water for quite a while. And so if I mentioned earlier, if we get a lot of rainfall, it could even flush them out of the system. But when we get the large amount of rain, it's more of the floodwater mosquitoes, some of our more what we call nuisance mosquitoes that aren't associated with diseases like West Nile.
So obviously, if you're looking to avoid the threat of West Nile, you want to not be bitten by mosquitoes. To that end, what can we do? Is it just dousing yourself with bug repellent?
Well, insect repellent definitely is an important aspect of that to prevent mosquito bites. A couple other things you can do. If you can avoid being out in the evening or early at dawn, those are the periods when mosquitoes are most active. And so if you don't need to be out at that time of day, that's a good way to avoid mosquitoes altogether. If you are going to be out in the evening or early dawn hours, having on long sleeves, long pants, that'll help prevent mosquito bites as well.
Do you know anything about some of the new mosquito technology? I've seen things that you can wear on your wrist and they supposedly emit a blast of something that frightens the mosquitoes or repels the mosquitoes. Do things like that work? What works?
Well, when it comes down to what works, it seems like the mosquito repellent. They've been around a long time. They definitely work. There's all kinds of unusual devices out there. There are some sonic devices that produce sounds. Supposedly they mimic the sound of dragonflies or other predators, but we just haven't seen research data suggesting that they work and provide relief for mosquitoes. There are, I've heard of a few cases of wristbands that may have a DEET or some other repellent in them, so they may provide some relief. But when it comes down to it, treating either your skin or clothing with an insect repellent seems to be the main way to protect yourself.
Is that what you do when you're out in the field and you really don't want to get bitten?
That is what I do, yes.
All right, that's what the pros do. And what about a face net? Do you ever go that far? I mean, this is a bad year, at least up north.
Well, if you were a diehard fisherman and you wanted to be out, or just diehard outdoors person, you wanted to be out in the woods and the mosquitoes or black flies are bad, you know, a face net can keep them at bay.
All right. Well, PJ, thank you so much. And we'll be on the lookout and see what happens with these mosquitoes we're seeing.
Thank you.
Talking to PJ Leash, manager of the UW-Madison Insect Diagnostic Lab.